The reputation of Newgate was not merely a matter of aesthetics. In more than 70 years since 1782, when the building was finished, no convict had ever escaped. And this was hardly surprising. Newgate was surrounded on all sides with granite walls 50 feet high. The stones were so finely cut that they were said to be impossible to scale. Yet even if one could manage the impossible, it was to no avail, for encircling the top of the walls was an iron bar fitted with revolving, razor-sharp, spiked drums, and the bar was also fitted with spikes. No man could get past that obstacle. Escape from Newgate was inconceivable. With the passing months, as the guards grew familiar with the presence of little Willie, they ceased to watch him closely. He was not a difficult prisoner. He never broke the rule of silence, never spoke to a fellow inmate. He suffered the cockchafer, or treadmill, for the prescribed 15-minute intervals without complaint or incident. He worked at oakum picking with no surcease. Indeed, there was some grudging respect for the reformed aspect of the little man, for the cheerful way he went about the routine. He was a likely candidate for a ticket of leave, a foreshortened sentence in a year or so. Yet, at 8 in the morning on that Monday, August the 28th, 1854, clean Willie Williams had slipped to a corner of the prison where two walls met, and with his back to the angle, he was skinning straight up the sheer rock surface, bracing with his hands and feet. He dimly heard the chanting of the crowd, "Oh my, think I'm going to die," as he reached the top of the wall, and without hesitation grabbed the bar with its iron spikes. His hands were immediately lacerated. From childhood, Clean Willie had had no sensation in his palms, which were thickly covered with calluses and scar tissue. It was the custom of homeowners of the period to keep a hearth burning right to the moment when the chimney sweep and his child assistant arrived to clean the flue, and if the child scorched his hands in hastening up the still-hot chimney, that was not any great concern. If the child didn't like the work, there were plenty of others to take his place. Clean Willie's hands had been burned again and again over a period of years, so he felt nothing now as the blood trickled down from his slashed palms, ran in rivulets along his forearms, and dripped and spattered on his face. He paid no attention at all. He moved slowly along the revolving spike wheels, down the full length of one wall, then to the second wall, and then to the third. It was exhausting work. He lost all sense of time and never heard the noise of the crowd that followed the execution. He continued to make his way around the perimeter of the prison yard until he reached the south wall. There he paused and waited while a patrolling guard passed beneath him. The guard never looked up, although Willie later remembered that drops of his own blood landed on the man's cap and shoulders.